records obtained by the Arizona Capital Times and its sister publication, the Yellow Sheet Report, showed significant balances in empowerment scholarship accounts for dozens of parents whose children benefit from the state school voucher program. Of the nearly 7,000 accounts, 9 have a balance of more than $100,000, and 78 were found with more than $60,000. The records were released by the State Department of Education, and spokesman Richie Taylor said the amounts reflect the different types of disabilities students have. But the high-dollar figures raised questions for some school voucher skeptics.
If the entire premise of the ESA program is that families need these state dollars in order to go into private schools or the private sector to pay for the education that their kids need, then I'm not sure why funds would be piling up in individual accounts to the tune of $130,000 piled up, $105,000 piled up. The funds are paid out quarterly every single year because theoretically you're supposed to be paying tuition or paying therapists or paying for services.
That was Dawn Penich Thacker with Save Our Schools Arizona, a public school advocacy group that opposes the expansion of school vouchers. She said the concern is not only that taxpayer dollars are being misused, but the kids who need additional support in education are not getting that support.
The largest portion of the ESA program is children with disabilities and children with special needs, and their education and their therapies can indeed be very expensive. So if these funds are able to pile up and they're not being paid for these really expensive services and therapies, then it kind of makes us question what exactly is going on with that child. Are they getting what they need? And if they are, then shouldn't the state maybe cut back on how much they're funding that family?
And questions around these ESA records didn't end there. The records released to reporter Dylan Rosenblatt were also improperly redacted and revealed the names of the nearly 7,000 parents whose children use the program. Dylan is with us now to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what exactly happened here?
So I put in this records request to see what these account balances were. I was tipped off by a source that there's something that might be interesting in there. I wasn't giving a lot of information, so I decided to pursue it as the education reporter. Like, this is something that interests me. I looked at these records, and a lot of it was redacted because the federal privacy law, FERPA, you have to protect these families, and their names are removed completely. Well, the part of the redaction was a hyperlink that I didn't understand why it was there. I accidentally clicked on something, opened a new window, and I saw someone's email address. So me being confused, like not seeing something that happened before, talked to my editor at the Yellow Sheet Report, and he just took on a whim, copied the entire sheet, pasted it into a new window, and every single thing that was redacted revealed itself. And we were both astounded, and we just kind of looked at each other. We're like, oh, wow, this is not great at all.
Well, I think you led into my next question, which is this looks really bad. This sort of information is not supposed to be released. So, simple mistake?
I mean, you can chalk it up to a simple mistake. I don't think that this was blatantly done by the Department of Education. If it was blatantly, like, they would have just sent me the information. They wouldn't have gone through the attempt to redact it. It just shows that the Department of Education needs to go through some type of redaction training. I'm pretty sure they're supposed to go through that training anyway. But this kind of shows that there's something that was lost in translation, or the person in charge just didn't do it correctly. And the correct way to go about it is when you redact something, you're supposed to print it out and then scan it back. If you don't do that step, then it's kind of like if you went over with a highlighter on the computer and then just sent it over, you can just remove the highlighting. And that's essentially what we did.
So, Dylan, let's talk about the context here, too, because this comes also at a time when the Department of Education is facing a lot of allegations, issues with that ESA program. Fill this in for us a little.
Yeah, so this has become like one of the biggest controversies in the education department, even before Superintendent Hoffman took over early last year under Superintendent Diane Douglas. There's been a lot of controversy. The program's not appropriately funded. They've complained for years and years that they don't get the amount of money that able to run the program. It's a growing program. There's nearly 7,000 students now. They receive about the same money that they've received when there was like 3,000 students. So that draws a lot of controversy, and a lot of parents are upset that because ADE and their ESA program is very understaffed, that they don't operate this program appropriately. So it's like a whole song and dance that keeps going back and forth. And now there's a lawsuit against the Department of Education on behalf of several parents that the Goldwater Institute filed that's currently in the early stages of the lawsuit, saying you guys aren't doing this properly and we're trying to take legal action.
And though we know the politics have become intense because Kathy Hoffman is a Democrat and the legislature is still controlled by Republicans, is this something that could potentially, clearly we'll see this mentioned from a political standpoint, but is it something that could we see a positive out of this? Could we see the fact that maybe there are issues that the Department of Education could be assisted with, whether in the form of something related to how ESAs are distributed or something that will clarify what is going on here and the information we've discovered?
I mean, if anything, it's kind of to draws awareness to a lot of the other like deep-seated issues that are going on in the education department. Like, there's a clearly understaffing issue. I know they're going through a change over in spokespeople. Like, one of their previous PIOs was just transitioned over to the tech department, so they have one person doing the communications director and the PIO. So there's a lot of like staffing changes that are going on over there. As far as positive stuff, I mean, right now, there's been several attempts in previous sessions, and I'm sure there's probably going to be more of trying to remove the oversight of the ESA department from Department of Ed to the Treasury. Mm-hmm. And Republicans have tried to push this for a while, and nothing came of it last year. But I think this could be the thing that they were waiting for is, okay, it's regarding ESAs, and you didn't properly redact this, and now every single one of the nearly 7,000 accounts, like, I and at least a couple others have access to this information that we should not have access to.
Dylan, last question for you then briefly. What has the department had to say about this? What has Kathy Hoffman said anything in terms of exactly that? Like, she has not wanted to give up that control of the program and says it just needs to be properly funded?
Yeah, that's been her thing that she's been pushing consistently since she started is we need to fund this program. The legislature only gives us 1.3%, I think, is the figure out of 4% they're supposed to be allocated, the other 1% going to the Treasury. As far as how this has been addressed, the Department of Ed gave me a statement yesterday saying, they were very defensive about it. And I mean, rightfully so. This is something that not surprised they're defensive about. There's things that were in there that kind of annoyed me and my editor about them almost threatening legal action regarding us having this information, saying that we reverse engineered this when really, if you're going to call it reverse engineering, us copying, pasting something, that's not great.
That's Dylan Rosenblatt with the Arizona Capital Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we did reach out to the Department of Education for an explanation. According to a statement, the disclosure of personally identifiable information of the account holders was inadvertent. Quote, ADE redacted the documents subject to the public records request, but failed to secure the integrity of the redaction prior to sending the data, and the document was able to be manipulated to reveal private information, end quote. The department says account holders were notified, and state officials will be working with the U.S. Department of Education to mitigate any potential damage.